song makes me want to do the Jack Black from High Fidelity, the spin around, you know, the walking on sunshine dance, which I totally can't do because I'm, you know, not Jack Black. It's FNX. It's
38 years old today, Jack Black.
Hey, happy birthday to Jack Black, hey. Everybody. Funny, man.
That was my entertainment tonight.
We got it.
So we talked to Sherry Moon Zombie last week, 2 weeks ago, Special Ed, somewhere
a little over a week ago.
And when we called...
hasn't stopped calling me since, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Rob was on the treadmill and didn't have time for us. This was
very busy.
We had been blown. Well, we thought we had been blown off by Rob before. It turns out it was just a miscommunication. He was back on the East Coast, and they were giving him West Coast times for interviews. It was a mess. So, anyway, we have Rob now. He's off the treadmill. Rob, what are you doing?
Oh, you know, just talking about Rocky.
Good. Rocky, yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah.
The most recent one, was it awful?
It was f***ing awesome.
Was it good, really?
Yeah, the last one was supposed
awesome.
To be amazing.
It wasn't just good.
I had no idea.
Yeah, see, no one does. Everyone thinks I'm joking when I say that, but it was so good. It almost seemed like they made the first Rocky movie and then never made another one until this one. It picks up with the same spirit and vibe as the original. It was incredible. And he plays as, like, the old, you know, washed-up Rocky, and it was great.
Wow. All right, so I'm going to add that back to my Netflix queue.
Oh, yeah, you've got to see it. You'll be, like, blown away.
Rob Zombie
you
on the phone.
Can't say that they weren't made. There was Rocky III. There was Apollo Creed. You got Mr. T making appearances. Hulk Hogan.
All
those
right,
middle
fanboy.
Movies were great.
That's enough out of you. Rob Zombie has a very busy schedule this morning.
I must break you.
How's it going, man? Good?
Oh, good.
All right, how'd the opening go for Halloween over the weekend?
Well, it didn't open yet in theaters, but we had a premiere, and the premiere was awesome.
That was at Man's Chinese, is that right?
Yeah, that was a blast because, you know, that's like the pinnacle of Hollywood, walking down the red carpet with, you know, John Wayne's footprints and everybody next to you. And it was great.
I am probably the biggest horror fan in the room here. So multiply that by a million. Make me the world's biggest horror fan and tell me how you can justify remaking a classic like Halloween.
I can easily justify it. First of all, I wanted to rescue Michael Myers from himself. Because, you know, the first movie I loved to death, but with each sequel, it just went worse and worse and worse, and I don't think anyone will argue that point.
You're talking about Season of the Witch, probably.
Yeah, right. But, you know, I just want to take the character. The character of Michael Myers is so iconic. I was like, he's like Frankenstein. And if you think about it like that, I wanted to take him, and I made a very serious, character-driven movie about Michael Myers. You know, dark, scary, but serious, because I felt these movies just became these teeny slasher movies. So what it is the first... third of the movie is young Michael Myers. We get inside his head, learning up, you know, up to the night that he commits murder. Then the second, you know, then act two is essentially him incarcerated at Smith's Grove Sanitarium and him growing into a man, which we've never seen before either. Act three is his escape and return to Haddonfield. And the whole movie unfolds totally differently. When you see it, you'll go, wow, now I get it.
Are you a fan of any of the other films? I mean, a lot of it, like you said earlier, is, you know, seems like teen slasher flicks.
Yeah,
and
Saw,
awful.
Saw 2.
Yeah.
And...
like, is there any other franchise out there that you really admire, that you like the work?
I'm not a real big franchise fan. In fact, I am very anti-franchise. So I made this film as a single film unto itself. You know, because I think what it ruins a lot of these movies is they're concerned with being franchises.
Yeah, they're concerned with parts 2, 3, 5, and 9.
This movie has a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Nice.
You know, I'm not making any more of them. I wanted it to be a complete movie-going experience. I mean, I think that's what the great movies are, whether it's The Shining or Rosemary's Baby or The Exorcist. You know, they're meant to be a single experience, powerful experience. And when you start trying to set up franchises, it sounds like, you know, you're selling hot dogs.
And, you're not going to have a fast food tie-in with this.
No, there's no tie-in. Nobody would tie in with this.
We'd get all the collector's cups with your Happy Meal.
It's too dark. No, I mean, it's funny. I mean, because I think when franchises start happening, the horror gets watered down because they try to make it, you know, it becomes like a franchise. And this is dark and scary and what it should be.
Freddy Krueger is a perfect example of that. You watch those first two movies and it's really dark and in your head. And then by the end of it, he's become a caricature of himself.
Well, that's what happens with all of them. I mean, that's inevitable because they become too... familiar. When they become familiar, they become friendly. So that's why I wanted to take Michael Myers and flip him upside down and make him, you know, he wasn't scary anymore to me either. I mean, he was terrifying in 1978 or whatever, but, you know, the value of it got destroyed over the years.
Hey, Rule Zone, Rob Zombie on the phone with us this morning. You also, and this is a Wikipedia fact, so debunk it if need be, remaking Bonnie and Clyde for a 2009 release, is that true?
No.
No?
not even remotely true.
All right, you're going to have to get that off of Wikipedia. The Haunted...
Someone must have just put that there because someone just asked me that like about an hour ago.
Isn't that funny? That, yeah, it must have just been posted this morning. How about The Haunted World of El Super Bisto? That's all you all the time.
Yeah, that movie is almost finished and it'll be out next year.
And that's based on a comic book that you created and it's going to be an animated film?
Comic book that I did about 3 years ago and movie. Yeah.
Cool. Adult to the point that like we're rated R adult?
Might be rated NC-17 at this point.
Holy gee.
Awesome. I love those kind of cartoons.
Yeah, it's pretty raunchy.
So I want to talk about your music for a minute. You know, you did the album Educated Horses. Are you going to, are you writing right now? And what's on the music side for Rob Zombie coming up?
Well, I got a live record coming out in October that we recorded last summer and then going to hit the road with Ozzy in October for a tour.
Rob Zombie on the phone, originally from Haverhill, Mass., now all over the universe on the road with Ozzy Osbourne. The movie Halloween opens up this Friday nationwide. Look for Haunted World of El Super Bisto later this year, next year, Rob?
It won't be till next year. This year is almost gone.
Fantastic. Good luck on your tour with Rob, with you, on your tour with Ozzy. And say hi to Sherry for us.
Very hi.
You were on the treadmill when we talked to her.
Yeah. Oh, I was.
Yeah. That was the day after you blew us off.
The day after nobody told me I was supposed to have interviews.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
We heard.
Dude, Rob, thank you so much.
I blew you off. I blew off about 20 different people.
Good. Awesome. All right. Thanks, dude. We appreciate it.
Sure, no problem.
A way to call Rob out.
I'm not afraid. Now that he's off the phone.
Yeah, really. Yeah. If he were in the studio, would you call him out like that?
Now that he's back in Los Angeles. Really nice.
You would rip off your arms and eat them.
Way to be rude to our guests. You knew it was a clerical error.
I was just busting his balls.
All right. Special ed, everybody.
God, you are such a brown noser.
But it's Rob Zombie. Come on.
I like him just fine.
Thunderkid 65? Why are you going to front?
I know I'm not fronting. Why are you such an ass kiss?
Fletcher has news. It's brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Special Ed doesn't like it at all, but I'm loving it.
I love it. I love Rob Zombie. I hate you. Fletcher, I can't wait to hear your news.
Go ahead.
That's sarcasm?
No.
You too. Oh, thank you.
God.
All right.
Charlie, how you doing?
President Bush will speak to thousands of vets today at the American Legion in Reno. This is the second major speech in a week soliciting support for the war in Iraq. Bush will argue that fighting the extremists is crucial to U.S. security and the future of the Middle East. Bush will also, of course, add that failure in Iraq will cause the enemy to, quote, follow us to America.
It'll embolden them.
I think they already know where we're at on the map, though.
Yeah.
Just a hunch. Might be wrong. There will be no bus driver strike in Worcester. The union who represents Worcester Regional Transit Authority overwhelmingly approved a three-year contract, giving members a 3% raise each year. That's cool. The drivers had hinted at a possible strike if the agreement wasn't reached over the weekend. Earlier this month, the Clement Street span in Northampton was closed due to a safety concern. Now it turns out the bridge is going to be out of commission for at least 1 year. Mayor Mary Claire.